Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba, Asheda, Mojuba, Alua, me, Apolabi, Pega, Mojuba, Araba, me, Adesanya, Awuyade, Mojuba, Ogute, Compound, Ode Remo, Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Yeye, Mojuba, Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba, Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba, Egungun, to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in? We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe, O. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013 and have just successfully celebrated our fifth anniversary on the air here with you. So we ask that you please continue to support us and our sponsors, Manhood Raising Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook, as well as a like and group page for Manhood Raising Culture and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraisedculture.com. Also support Arlie Gordon out of Detroit with Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. You can find Brother Arlie on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And don't forget to support him because he actually employs youth to help him come up with designs, help him establish his network, if you will, the bridge the gap between the generations. He's doing a lot of creative things and using his clothing line platform as a way to not only sustain himself, sustain the youth, but to actually communicate a message. So we send our love and gratitude and support to Brother Arlie because we believe in the mission of Unity Design. And last but not least, we want to always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and the families and friends and loved ones that they represent. So reach out to Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So as a reminder, we are in the full swing of the Redistribute the Pain campaign. Looking forward to some exciting things coming up in Black August, y'all. It's going to be off the chain across the nation as far as it goes with celebrating, if you will, the legacy that the Honorable George Jackson has left in his warrior ancestor spirit, but to redetermine and reclaim our right to freedom and to speak out against this legalized slavery system that many of our brothers and sisters are being subjected to willingly and unwillingly. So, look forward to Black August, some exciting things coming up. If you are interested in having an event in your city, reach out to us. You can find me on Facebook as Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and Sign of the Times, of course, on Instagram, Queen_Tahira, at Queen Tahira on Twitter. And we actually just established a Cash App where we can accept donations that way. And so it is the $ and then Queen Tahira, all one word, no spaces. So we're getting our things in order here so we can be as open to receive, even small donations count, y'all. So we also have a GoFundMe page it's at GoFundMe.com/signothetimes. You also can donate via PayPal and our email address, signothetimes19@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always use the good old U.S. Postal Service and send us a contribution that way. And, again, no contribution is too large or too small. So I want to give you our mailing address, 1623 Dalton Street, D-A-L-T-O-N, number 14939, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. Again, the mailing address for Sign of the Times, 1623 Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, number 14939, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. So tonight we had rescheduled Amun Sanhotep Ray, a.k.a. Big Adre of Inner Vibe Sound. And so I'm just waiting on him to join us. Should he not join us, if something has come up, because when you do this kind of work and as committed as I've seen Brother Dre be, anything could possibly happen that have come up that has delayed his arrival here on Sign of the Time. So we love him regardless. And actually something came up on my end the last time. So this is what we have to do, support each other in a revolutionary manner and be here, regardless of, other circumstances. So I'm going to hang out for a bit. I'll play a little bit of Inner Vibe Sounds from the first time that we had Brother Big Adre on Sign of the Times, and play it for your listening pleasure. And we'll open up the mics when he gets here. If for some reason he should not be here by 6:30, Queen has a lot of stuff that she could be doing that needs to be done. So I'm going to go ahead and end the broadcast early if something has happened on his end, and we'll just reschedule him to come back in on a later date. So enjoy some of the sounds from Inner Vibe Sound. You also can go to YouTube and find their new single and video. It's called Revolution to Be. And the YouTube address for that is, of course, youtube.com/watch? V equals C K K 8F91ZOAY. Okay, so but it might be a lot easier if you just search Inner Vibe Sound Revolution to Be, and it is listed under the official video. So I'm going to play some of the music, like I said, that Bigger Dre blessed us with the first time he was here on Sign of the Times, and then we'll see where things go from there. Again, you're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. My name is Queen Tahira. We will be right back.
Yo, yo, man, we in a war, God. Son, son, they misleading the black youth, son.
Black youth, son.
What we gonna do?
Yo,
yo, yo. We in a vibe sound, God.
Yeah, vibes.
We build, God.
Build, God.
For real,
bro.
Revolution. My African queens.
Queens.
Knowledge of self. Proud to be black. K-Mac the law, I be that
G-O-D type figure.
Asking you how the white man could be bigger than this Asiatic black man
never ran.
Fucking with me with 4 or 5 in my hand. Mentally fuming,
running from dooming.
Teaching my youth more than they learn in classrooming. So check me, tell me how great Columbus was. Kill an Indian and rape my racist friends. So what it be in Africa, follow me. The good ship lollipop represents me. Stop. Think about being on top of another brother, on top of another brother, on top of another brother. Yeah, you feel me, you wanna build with me, respect my queen, with that natural gleam, and if you know what I mean, jump up and ball, murder machine, gun popping, revolution, real hip hopping. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Jesus Christ superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Marcus Garvey superstar.
It was a long narrative history of a family, although I didn't know that.
I said one time, for the black child and mom, representing this hip hop shit refined. But if I gotta, we gotta raise the youth in mind. But understand, this God man, hold the base to land, math major, black skin like the savior. On the right path, study the right lab, not the drug corner, it's hot like a sauna. The Russian roulette with your life, I'ma warn ya. It's stupid as fuck, like driving a truck, 100 miles an hour from Florida to New York. Packing with keys, faking big cheese, in a jail cell with no option for bail. 3 kids alone, they mom on the phone, this dumb motherfucker who ain't coming home. 2000, you ain't fucking around with God. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Jesus Christ superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Malcolm X superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Dr. York superstar. Misleading the youth.
Long narrative history of a family, although I didn't know that as a little boy.
Yo, I said my story is all about seizing the time to be a great man in this fucking land of crime. To be the best, no need to rock no vest. Coming through, living it out, that's what I do. One love for one black nation. We gotta unite for the youth. Stop wasting my time, your time, 20 years jail time. Out on the streets, we outnumbered by the beast. From Chicago to Philly, and that kid Billy, who's lost in the ways of his forefathers' praise, and polluted to the point you can see he's diluted. Pale skin, no color, leprosy, no other. Misleading to you. Tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth. Tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Jesus Christ superstar. Misleading the youth. Tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth. Tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Frederick Douglass superstar.
It was a long narrative history of a family, although I didn't know that as a little boy.
Misleading the youth, and the guard got proof. Blind hair, blue eye, black, uncool. So what's the math? We know the hole and the half. How to be black, but it's looking kind of bad for you, you and me, the whole country. Babylon will fall, but what about me? Black star line, U.S. air decline. Trying to get away and live a life like mine. From Cuba to Ghana and a place called Botswana. The black man's a Nubian, godlike Egyptian. Fighting a war against the Canaanite ruligan. So live it out, my little sis, black queen. Stay a virgin and not a whore for the cream. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Jesus Christ superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but never telling us about the black superstar. Misleading the youth, tell us how great you are, but I'ma tear it down like Nat Turner superstar.
It was a long narrative history.
And the vibe sound represents infinitive light line. One time for your motherfucking mind. K Mac, Bigger Dre.
Of a family, although I didn't know that as a little boy.
Y'all. Listen now, white people feel superior to black people. Isn't that true? Now, I'm sorry I have to say this, but I have to say it. There are light-skinned Arabs who do not feel that black people are their equal, even in Islam. No. I know what Islam teaches, but I know what you practice. And it is the practice of Muslims that have dirtied the religion. It is the practice of Jews that have dirtied the religion. It is the practice of Christians that have dirtied the religion. The religion is pure, but when we misapply it, use it for worldly purposes rather than the purpose for which God intended it, we make it a dirty religion. And this is why people reject religion today, because religion has been made dirty by the practitioners of religion.
I can't stop now. I can't stop now. I can't stop. I can't stop. I can't stop now.
No matter how hard you want me to fall to guard, I stand tall. Bust guns for all y'all, never against y'all. United, New Orleans, we dropping it once again. Islam, I'm crushing them. Christians, I'm stomping them. Stand up, black man, if only for the children. I love my woman, nappy, not European. I'm African, not American, no pilgrim, fucking Aryan. Incredible. K-Mac, my genetics go way back. I predate all your books, rap, we forgot, but it's coming back. Question them all, your religion will fall. K-Mac, the law has come to teach y'all the science and the math, Metanessa and the wrath. The sun, when it comes, I'm in rhyme. When you're done, saying prayers to the player, the preacher, the faker, the beggar, the taker. Dr. York, he can raise ya. In other words, your savior. It's hip-hop, not the graveyard. Independent, not the slave, y'all. Anunnaki is your real god.
And you father sent
Naga, Osiris from Marsar. Cointel, Kodak, culture, better teach that.
I can't stop now. Somewhere, somehow.
all I got, every little drop, little let me stop anxious. Numbness in my heart, painless. In the public eye, famous, I'm rich. Show you how to make a hit, way to make the paper flip. Get a grip, give it, take a pick, pretty only way to sit. Hot six fat boy, fuck around, get smacked boy, clap boy. Hand of applause, hand on my balls, stand never fall. Damn, I'm a boss, win, never lost. Camp, never question if I can, if I can, I come on.
Your man, 50 grand,
living land, POD, get the money in the van. Do the damn, I'ma get it while I can. Cash with the money in the stash.
Thank you. Thank you. We all know it's a war.
I said the vibes will come through with the guns to rain. Uplifting the black man, cause it's time to change. I'm Alex Telly, the roots of the tree. I'm Gully, the beast hunter. Supreme, Gomer, Oz, the bar. You feel the flame of the sun. Nigga, pray for the stars to come down to the planet. I've been sent for the gods, my people. Stuck on popes and frauds, worshiping the devil, the blue-eyed dog, bells above, laying in the back of a club, plotting on your queens, got you digging a dog. It's not a game, your lifetime down the drain. Tick-tock the clock, keep running the same. The essence, I'm the whoppy and we at it again. Building pyramids with a new mind frame. It's not the same.
Raise up,
black people.
Bust guns for your rights. I said get up, stand up.
Yo.
Black people, don't give up your life.
Black people,
bust guns for your rights.
Yo.
I said get up, stand up.
Black people,
don't give up your life.
All of us, you guys, are driving the state. The first thing you gotta do is give them back their crap.
Odds, similar rise, different size, miniature in your vibe, ready, you're willing, I'm filling your mind, height you to healing, I'm building a bomb, waging a war, changing the law, Satan the goal, hating is wrong, virtues of pages, the pages are gone, workers and labors, invaders are wrong, scroll on my eye, truth is injustice, justice is fact, melanin in black, heaven and hell and a heaven, I'm back, stress and relax, succeeding, I fell when I question the facts, wasting my time and I'm rhyming, I'm shining, reflecting my light like a diamond, I'm blind and I'm painting my words, slanging with verbs, talking to niggas, slang on the curb, there's no more time to forsake on his word, giving and take with his words, my people not one we were first. How many people are cursed? How many people deserve? How many sleep on the curb? How can you teach and I learn? How are you even concerned? Tell me the reason we heard. We heard.
I say get up, raise up.
Black people.
Bust guns for your rights.
Black people.
I say get up, stand up.
Black people.
Don't give up your life.
Black people.
I say get up, raise up.
Black people.
Bust guns for your rights.
Black people.
I say get up, stand up.
Black people.
Don't give up your life.
Black people.
Ain't it sad when you see the Elohim in jail? And the world need a savior and he locked in jail. Not Mumia, Jamal, but the man with the keys. And a lock to unlock all the mysteries. Say a prayer for the Nubian, man from Riskian. Doc 13, elevate like Chamberlain. You know you can't take the glimmer and the glow. Glow. From the guard, you a virus and you got to go. So you fucked up the planet, bomb and damage. Aerosol the air to make the ozone vanish. But one time, I'ma tell you, we will escape. The city in the sky, Satan bust your grave. So hold on, don't let go, and test wrong. Stand up, culture now, teach the newborns. We we in a new day and age, the Aquarian stage. When I knew I've been, we'll rise to a heavenly stage. You know it's me again. At war with the gin, came back the law, and I'm at it again. Feel my pain, it's all misty blue. See the guard, I get it down when in the vibes sound true. Elevation,
raise up, bust guns for your rights. I say get up, stand up,
yo.
Don't give up your life. I say get up, raise up, bust guns for your rights.
Yo,
I say get up, stand up, don't give up your life.
All of us to get back to our godly estate. The first thing we gotta do is give them back their crap. And white people are gonna bug out when you start saying, I don't believe nothing you say no more. I don't trust in anything you say. If you say it, it must be a lie. Be a lie.
From the Congos, who like to play the bongos. Spanish chick yelling out behind her when I grind, yo. My main interest, the black empress, the ones who rock vintage. Serious talk, laughing and grinning. Who values the time we spending? It's never ending. We fuss and we fight, make love and we fuck every night. The balance meant between you and I. If you be a goddess, I'm God. No misogynist vibe. To the top we can climb. It's just you and me. A love with our unity. And when we have two or three, that's opportunity. Love is a formula. Wake up every morning, I'm hug, kissing, adoring ya. Yet I'm still a warrior. I kill a nigga for my feline. But when you want some me time, you can have your space, it'll be fine. Hold up, let me rewind. Can I bend space, create a vortex to recline the act? The quill and the feather, will it forever? We'll write down our vows and take the oath to never defile. Whatever the trial, tribulations facilitating my will and patience to heal a nation. I sign a seal in litigation to establish our bond, a ring custom for a queen and a king. You and me against the world, and we doing our thing. And I promise, faithful and true, loyal and honest. Let's pray to the source and seek for guidance. Hope you can see the science, huh? I know they eye are trying to find a way to prying, but this love we have is real and never dying.
Greetings and welcome back to Sign of the Times, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and open up my host for this evening. My guest for this evening, Brother Digger Dre. Welcome, Brother Digger Dre. How are you doing this evening?
Peace and blessings. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to hear your voice. I see you doing good things out here. Moving the movement and the inner vibe sound forward.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I got my brother, my mentor, he's actually the brain behind Inner Vibe Sound. I got my partner, K-Mac. K-Mac, let him know, let the world know who you are and what role you play and what we do.
That's K-Mac. What's going on?
Greetings, brother. Welcome.
Okay. Hey, what's going on? What you need to know? What you want to know?
Well, it's just up to tell a little bit about what inspires you. How do you get your creative juices flowing? And how did you and Digger Dre end up making this collaboration?
Digger Dre is my little brother. So I've been knowing him since he was born. So that's how far we go back. How I get my inspiration? Oh man, it's just I get inspiration from a lot of different ways. Reading a hot track, know, different, just the world, you know, just the world in general. You know what I'm saying? What else you want?
That's what's up. Well, those lifelong connections are important. So when a person hears Inner Vibe Sound, or when they hear the title or the label Inner Vibe Sound, what image are you trying to create when you communicate that?
It's a positive, black, love, you know what I mean? Just something to uplift black people. Just something, you know, something positive, a positive image, you know what I mean, for our people to see and to hear and to get motivated from. I mean, because that's what we need.
I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
Nah, you know, just some love for the women, black women, you know. Just put us back where we're supposed to be. I mean, something for the kids to hear, get them inspiration. Something for these black men here so they can soldier up.
Man, yeah, so you know, just to chime in on that, this is Bigger Dre. You know, with Inner Vibe Sound, what we want to bring to the world is accountability. You know, because you know what makes us supreme as melanated people is our responsibility and our accountability. You look at the word responsibility. It's the ability to respond. So a lot of times we can talk about the problems and we can talk about the conditions, but a lot of us, if we had that ability of responding, you know, like my brother said, we're not soldiering up as you know, as black men. A lot of black men are not soldiering up. That's no disrespect to all of the black men. We're just talking about the ones who need to soldier up. So that's what makes it we're responding to what you hear out in the airwaves. If you listen to the airwaves, you hear nothing but degenerating music coming from us that's being promoted. Don't get it construed. I'm not saying that that's all we produce as a people. I'm saying that's what's being promoted, and that's how they're programming through the radio programs and through the broadcast. But in this day and time, being as though we're in an information age, we can't use that as an excuse because there's different platforms, and we have to, you know, use one of the principles, collective work and responsibilities, and we have to respond to that. So we have to start producing and putting together good work. And in addition to that, you know, everybody say about keeping it real, you actually have to get out there and do the work. So Inner Vibe Sound is not just a group, you know what I'm saying? Inner Vibe Sound is a movement. You know, we actually do the work. We put on community events. We're in the schools. We're in the community, getting hands on with these issues that we speak about through our music. So when you know, K Mac said positive. You know, I like to say, you know, positive, but we also keep it balanced. You know, because the world that we live in, you know, it's not all positive. We want people to aim and focus on the positive, but we address some of the issues. So sometimes you might listen to our music and say, well, that's not positive. Well, exactly, it's not positive when we're speaking on it. And if you don't like it, what are you doing to respond? So we just want to wake people up, give them a sense of awareness, and make sure that they take accountability and get involved. And not just talk about it, but be about it, because that's what we're doing on a consistent basis, we being about it.
Ashe, I know the last time we had you all on the air, you were getting ready for, I think, two community events at the time. And that's one of the things that I do appreciate and respect about your music, about your sound, is that instead of constantly hearing, you know, my niggas this, my boys that, you know, you really do go out of your way to recognize and appreciate the feminine energy. Are there people, females in your life who had a impact in you to the point where it caused you to recognize that quality, if you will, instead of seeing it as something that is totally the opposite of who you are as a black man.
Of course. my mom, my grandma, my aunts, sisters, you know. Definitely my grandmoms, though.
I get the second on that. You know, we just seeing my mom, you know, as a strong black woman, single mom, and, you know, raising, you know, all five boys. And, you know, all of us, you know, went through the educational system and we got our edumacation. And we are all off on our own. And none of us have returned to live back home. And, you know, in this society where, you know, black males are being feminized, you know, I'm proud to say that my mom, she did a, you know, the best that she could be as a woman to raise five strong black men, you know. So I would say, you know, to second on that, my mom and also grandma, because, you know, grandma she actually plants the seed. You know, the grandmother is the one who pours into mom, and we carry on tradition. But in addition to that, you know, just the reading the studies of Wunuwap, you know, and finding out how in our culture we come from a matriarch society. That's originally how, you know, we used to interrelate and connect as a people. We respected the mother. As a matter of fact, the continent that we all originate from, we call it Mother Africa. So mm-hmm. That in itself, when we acknowledge the female and we place the female back to her rightful place, then we can restore the society that we see as ill. Right now, the society has, like I said, through this degenerating music and through the this Western culture, the main target is the woman and the children. The woman, because mm-hmm. she gives birth to the children, and she's the first teacher, and then the children, because they carry on tradition, they are the future. The children are the future, so they're creating this music to I think it was Dr. Melchizedek York. This is a famous quote from Dr. Melchizedek York. He said, "They teach our women to value the shape of their body instead of the shape of their mind." You know what I'm saying? So you go on social media, you see a lot of women going out there and they're trying to get attention, and they're promoting their valuables, their physical valuables, mm-hmm. and they think that's what it's all about. But that's an exploitation game. So it's our job as black men to be the protectors, the keepers, and we have to stimulate her intellect so she can arouse our divinity and put us back to our rightful place. You know, we work together, you know what I'm saying, as a family. But putting a woman back on her rightful place. Even Malcolm X said it, you know what I'm saying? If you look in all different cultures and societies, you know, the nation, you know, you measure that nation by the woman. The woman is basically, she sets the precedence of everything, you know. And so woman is very important.
Ashe. So, you know, there are a lot of, I guess, communication methods that you all could have chosen, but you chose music. Is there a reason why you chose music instead of, say, writing a book or poetry or any of the other creative arts?
Well, before I got into really, what you would call it, I guess, studying my culture real deep, or before I got into just black people, just the situation that we were in, I heard music and I gravitated towards hip hop, you know, different artists. different messages, and that's what inspired me. And from there, just, you know, just blossom like a flower or you know, blossom like a tree, branches, whatever. And you know, the more you know, the more you study, the more you inform yourself, the more you the more responsible you become. So music just was you know, it was like the seed that was dropped in the ground, just spread out.
Yes, and I would to chime in on that. You know, as far as like with music, it's a big part of our culture. Music is the movement. That's what Enervive Sound is. It's the music is the movement. It's what moves us. People can get up, like if you go to church, you know what I'm saying? People think that the church is the place that they go to, but it's the people that make up the church. The word church just means assembled body. But when you know, when they start having church in that building, they start playing with those instruments and they start rousing up people's emotions, people start to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're using the music to move people in the direction that they want them to. That's why you see a bunch of young people around here with tattoos on their face and dyeing their hair and thinking that they rock star. You know, they're using music. I mean, they can put information out there all day long, but they're using the music to move the people. You know what I'm saying? So music is very important. Music is a part of our culture, and sometimes they try to take the original tones and the vibration out of the music. That's why we're dealing with the inner vibe sound. You got things inside your body that's called organs. They're not called organs for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your heart is a drum. It beats. You know, black people, when they walk with rhythm. You know, this thing that we're doing as inner vibe sound is a lot bigger than what you see on the surface. Now, we scientists with this music. It's a science to what we're doing. Because it's a science to how the people that are trying to destroy our people, it's a science to what they're doing. It's literally a science. The high-pitched frequencies that they're using, you know, to take us out of alignment and keep us not in tune with nature. You know, it's live instrumentation that's used in our music as well. Now, if you go back into the Infinitive Lifeline, we got people playing bass line and all that. Along with the modern technology, I'm not dissing the modern technology because we're using that, but at the same time, we also are bringing people back to our natural roots. But it's a science to this whole music. This music thing is very powerful. You know, when a Muslim calls the Adhan, call the prayer, I don't care what you say, he's harmonizing. He's calling Allah. When he's saying Allah, he's calling people to give reverence and respect to the Creator. That's music to the ears. It's a spiritual thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a very spiritual thing. And that's why, like I said, infiltrated the music. And they've been doing it for years, but now it's almost at an all-time high because of the period of time that we're in. So that's why, you know, as Enervive Sound, also, we making you aware of the time that we're in. We're in a different period of time. That's why I'm saying there's no excuse because we're in an information age. We're in a period of time where the stuff that you were seeing on that movie Back to the Future, they doing it now. They are literally doing the stuff that you've seen in Back to the Future Part 2. They doing that. Through Skype, through Zoom. It's happening right now. So what's next? You know what I'm saying? That Wakanda thing with the Black Panther, that's a reality that we can make happen just as soon as we unite. People don't think. You know, I was thinking about something today, right? I don't want to philosophize and go too deep off on it. I was thinking about something today, and I was thinking about, like, the movie The Matrix, which was written by a black woman, which people don't know. That whole concept that came with the movie that came from a black woman. But I was thinking about The Matrix. And I was like, you know how they had to go into the Matrix to fight the Matrix? I was like, that's real deep. How they had to go into the Matrix, to the fake stuff, and then unplug to fight it. And that's sort of like what we're doing to a certain level of degree. Like, we got to go in this. You know what I'm saying? You got to package it in a certain type of way for people to see, like, this is the real, and that stuff that promoting to you is fake. You know what I'm saying? Innovative sound is the real.
Ashe. Now, I know that you all have a new video out. Do you all have music on SoundCloud? How can people find Inner Vibe Sound?
Well, you can go to our website, which is Inner Vibe Sound, and you can get all of our music from off of our website. You can go on Spotify. You can go on iTunes. It's on a lot of different
It's on all platforms. It's still being on all platforms.
Yeah, it's on all platforms. You can go get it. Go through Inner Vibe Sound. Put some hits through our website. Go to Inner Vibe Sound, and you get it off of there. InnerVibeSound.com. But yeah, you can get on iTunes. But definitely, so that's another thing I want to impress upon people. If you're tired of hearing what you're hearing on the radio or seeing what you're seeing, go to YouTube or the video. I don't know which video you actually seen, but the most recent video that we just put out was the Revolution of B. But we need people to support, you know what I'm saying? You got to support it. There's no reason why, you know, some of these artists, and I'm not going to name the artists because I'm not going to give them any more publicity than they're already getting, that they going platinum, and we got some of the solutions to the ills was going in our community, and people were like, yeah, we don't want the patronizing pat on the back, you know. Go to iTunes, go to InnerVibeSound.com and get that music. It's official music. And you'll get something out of it more than just music. It'll move you. It'll mobilize you. It'll give you a different perspective on, you know, what's actually happening, what needs to be done. You know? So support the InnerVibeSound. Support it. Support the music.
You know what? I want to. We done now? Or we about to talk some more?
No, we good.
You want to chime in?
No, I wanted to say something. You asked about why my music instead of writing a book or this kind of stuff. Another thing is, as black people, we need to start mastering. That's just what I master. Music is just what I master. What I can give my best at, as far as to the people, you know what I mean? That's what I feel like I'm the best at the relaying a message in that way. But we have black people that got degrees in whatever field they're in. What we need to start doing is mastering our degrees and opening up business in what degrees that we have mastery in. Instead of just trying to get a degree to get a job, we need to get a degree to start a business in our community and master that subject matter, you know what I'm saying? So that's just the subject matter that I master, you know what I'm saying? Writing a book, I probably could do that, but I just feel like, you know what I mean, music is what I'm mastering. You know what I mean? I ain't going to go backwards, but.
Oh, I love that. You know why? Because we, especially brothers, our young men need to hear that they don't necessarily have to go to these institutions to learn and know what they need to know, that we have in our Otumwazoo the potential and the capability to master anything that we put our minds to. So, yes, I think that was very important to chime in to say. Another thing that I like about what you all said is that the frequency, you know, at one point you used frequency to heal. And so, as you all know, I'm sure, you know, that's what hip-hop started off to be, higher infinite power and the healing of our people, until we allowed it to be co-opted and gave our power away. So when I hear Inner Vibe Sound, I know that that's not your ordinary, normal, everyday rap that we have a tendency to hear out here, that it is taking hip-hop back and giving it back to the people where it's supposed to belong in the first place. And I yield with that.
Right. Yeah, see how powerful that was music to my ears. You just opened something up in me just by what you said. I was literally tuned into you, and you said hip-hop, healing in our people. You used the acronym, healing in our people. And what was it? Higher
infinite power. higher infinite power.
Higher infinite power.
Yeah.
Right, that in itself. So imagine just putting that message out through music. I was listening. I was tuned in. So imagine that's why you're seeing what's happening with our young people. See how I listened to you and I got something out of that on a whole nother level? That's going to inspire me for a whole nother song or something like that. And so that's what we're doing with the music. We're going to take stuff like that and we're going to put it into the music and it's going to mobilize the people. That's why I say it's more than music. It's a movement. I was tuned in. I was like, dad, that just opened something up. I was like, dang, hip hop. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you all have the potential to master something and be the masters to teach it to other apprentices. You know, I think we rely too much on the state and the status quo and the petty bourgeoisie to, you know, define us. And so I dig what y'all doing. I told you that from the beginning, Drake. You know, I have a lot of admiration and respect for what you all bring to the table.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you 100%. And I appreciate, in the same way, we appreciate what you do, the platform that you have to not only just help us out, but to also just share to our people what's important. Because a lot of times our people don't even really know. So just what you do and your platform and the hands-on work that you do, we acknowledge and we appreciate. That's why whenever you need us, just, you know, we open. We're ready to do this work.
I say. So let's talk about hip-hop for, a little bit in depth. How have you seen it change since its origination? And are there any qualities that we can change the narrative on in today's hip-hop language, the hip-hop artists? Do you think that the majority of them are just basically doing what is popular versus doing what their spirit tells them, or have we really lost an entire generation of hip-hop artists, and it's up to us to reclaim it?
Okay, to chime in first, but...
No, go ahead, man.
I'm going to say this, right? What's happening is, and I'm glad that you said something about popular, and there's an interview that I got online. You can check it out on YouTube. You just type in Bigga Dre. We have hip-hop, and you have hip-hop, okay? Hip-hop and hip-hop is totally different. I mean, totally different. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is the culture. Hip-hop, P-O-P, is what's popular within the culture. Now, what's being made popular within our culture is this degenerating music.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spirit that moves you to do anything that progressive for your people. It's just... It's still moving you. Don't get me wrong. It's still moving you, but what direction is it moving in you? Is it telling you to take designer drugs to where... Now, this is taking it even from the streets. I don't promote or advocate selling drugs at all. But this drugs that they... This Molly popping and these designer drugs that usually was predominant in a certain community has now became popular in our community. It's actually... The hip hop is becoming more of a tool to destroy our people in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
because they're promoting the drugs, they're promoting promiscuous lifestyle, which leads to disease and just broken families and a broken home. But that's not the culture of hip hop. Let's not confuse what's popular, what's being made popular from what the culture is carrying on tradition of our ancestors. The beating of the drum, the connection, the communication, the message, the griot, that's true hip hop. That's true hip hop. But that's not being popularized.
Mm-hmm.
Those type of artists are not being popularized. So now you have the artists that are being popular is whatever the company that they're signed to, they give them a payment to promote this capitalist society and what the agenda they have for our people. So our culture is actually being lost, and what we're doing is we're taking on the culture of the rock culture. Hip hop is being rocked out. We're being rocked to sleep. It's being put to sleep by rocking and rolling. You know, at one time we didn't have the cars like that in our community, so we just had R&B, rhythm and blues, and that's where you know, you see the brothers and the on the corner and they snapping and they bebopping and they singing around the fire, and you know, eventually, you know, the money came in and we were rock and roll with, but it still had soul to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing that they have right now, this rock star, it's not hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hip hop at all. You know, and people are being confused because you got two different genres that are being infused, and we're being oversaturated with an agenda. Like rock and roll, it was another group of people who would largely listen to that music. And I'm not talking about rock and roll like Little Richard and some of the black people who were doing rock and roll too. I don't want to get people get confused because we created all this music. All this music came, we birthed all of it. What I'm saying, what they making hip hop in today is not hip hop. That culture of wearing it, the clothes, like how they wearing the clothes and the tattoos. If you go back to like some of the rock artists, the rock and roll artists, and you see how they dress and the type of music that they were playing, now they're trying to reverse the roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to reverse the role. They making hip hop rock and roll. You know, and in some cases, they making it heavy metal and death metal. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to the griots like ourselves, like us, like Innovative Sound, the true MC, the true artist, to come and restore it. It's about us as the people. So if there are artists out there that are staying true to the essence and the culture of hip hop, but they're not being popularized. They're not being made popular. If you look at our video, it should have 1 million views on YouTube. You should type in Inner Vibe Sound, Revolution to Be, Inner Vibe Sound, and it should have, because it's pushing the culture forward. It's not moving us backward. That's what should be being popularized.
Let me say one thing. Look, the reason it's not going really, it's not changing, is because we're not, we send our children off to be trained by somebody, a group of people that is our adversary. So around the whole globe, well, we're going to say United States, we don't get to the globe. We know somebody that's our open adversary, right? And we still send our children off every day to be trained by this group of people. And so this group of people is training us to not like ourselves, training us to be ignorant. They're basically training us to try to make the worst product out of us they can get. So whatever we produce right now is being produced from a European mindset. So the music that we're producing at this point right now is from a European mindset. You know what I'm saying? So you want the music to change, we have to really change the upbringing of the children and the training. Nothing's going to change because it starts with the babies. The babies is what's going to change it. The adults not going to change it. The babies are going to change it, and we have to train them to change it.
And how we do that is through the culture, because culture is the glue that keeps the community together. So that's what I'm saying. But what he's saying is the actual fact. So we got to get back to the culture. Stop to what's popular, you know, because like the kids, they going around, they doing these dances, and they don't see that the young black boys is being feminized. They just going on with what's popular. They don't see that movement right there, that's not the movement of a man, young boy. That's not the movement of a young man. But it's popular,
right,
and everybody's doing it. So that's what I'm saying with Inner Vibe Sound. What makes us special is that we taking responsibility and we get back. We getting back to it, standing far, like he's saying, like K-Mac said, soldiering up. Otherwise, the roles is going to be reversed and it's going to be the normality. And people going, oh, it's just how it is right now. No, how it is how we, you know, self. Coochie Chagalia is to name ourselves, create for ourselves, and define ourselves. Not by what's popular, but by the culture. It was fun in the culture. You look, if you go back to Africa and you see some of them weddings, their weddings be popping. So I don't care what people's, you know what I'm saying? You look at their culture, yeah. It's live. So they kind of make you feel like that ain't live. And they show you these people, they put these people in front, and it's like, oh, and I have all these people following. We got to get back to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these social, even the social outlets is about following. Follow me here. Follow me here. Follow me on this. Follow me on that. We got to get back to leadership. We got to get back to responsibility, accountability. That's what this conversation is really all about. You know, going and saying something to the young brother and saying, yo, but you got to be right in your character, and you got to be a stand-up dude, you know, and you got to be putting in that work. Otherwise, he's going to look at you like you're crazy.
Ashe. So we're going to play the cut Revolution to Be. Can you introduce the track, please, and tell us what we're about to hear?
You got that, mate. Go ahead.
See, K-Mac is the brain. I try to bring him on, Queen, because he's the brainchild behind the whole, you know, he's a man of few words and much action. I wanted to bring him on because a lot of people, they see me at the front of everything. Revolution to be, revolution to see, the black man revolutionary. Right now, you're about to listen to the world-renowned Inner Vibe Sound. It's our newest video. From off of our album, Infinitive Lifeline. It's our sophomore release. I'm gonna be like K-Mex. I'm not gonna say too much. Just listen to the words. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the music, and definitely check the video out on YouTube. Revolution to Be by the Vibe Sound. Leave some comments.
And I appreciate you for playing this music. Cause it's hard getting music played anywhere. I don't care what format it is. It's hard getting black people to support. You know what I mean? So I appreciate what you're doing. And I appreciate you giving us a chance to, play our classics that we, that we've been putting together. You know what I'm saying? I really thank you for this opportunity.
Ashe, much love, much respect, y'all. We're going to listen to Revolution to Be. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. We will be right back.
Revolution. For real. Yo. Yeah.
Revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and a vibe be the visionary. Yo, revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and a vibe be the visionary.
It ain't hard to let go when you never held, to do away with emotions when you never fell, to heal wounds on a person who has never been scarred, to deal with your inner self when you never met God. It's like a mirror, the more reflect into the clearer when I zone. It takes me to a place called home, where I connect without wires in a so-called phone. I never need it, and self-realization helped me to see it. Never forced to eat it, I'm consumed, attuned to the elements and nature, sun, stars, the moon, lunar log in June, astrological charts presume, a new beginning, all we've all in tune. Black eyes, never cut in slack, the grass vibe. Pick my selection is dripped in glass eyes. Boom cat kicked in the click with jazz vibes. Thugs in the club take sips and pass by. Scheming on niggas with chips to pass by. Sucker ass niggas who grip with glass eyes. The glass ties having a fit. Whatever happened to Skip? Went to the laboratory. Haven't seen him since. I know niggas are tense. doing pettiness crimes, crack corners to the strip, every ready with dimes. Late night, got you tripping and stakes to base height. Got young wind, slimmer than thin, a waist light. She been seeing Dick Gregory consecutively, and that's what I call revolutionary.
Revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and a vibe be the visionary. Yo, revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and a vibe be the visionary.
Yo, have you ever seen a lost man leading before with a harem of pretty chicks kicking down his door? And I wonder why these kids don't listen no more. With this pain in my heart for that nigga who ran, white he cut my feet, but it's all a plan. Divine nigga, math when I touch this earth, bringing back that old time shit just to burst. Elevating your mind, scrap, read some more. Free your blood clot brain, resist some more. Lazy, shiftless, and your wife's a whore. Get up, stand up, can't take no more. Brutality, what man I'm broken for? Trying to get it, living day by day. In the core of the beast, Babylon we stay. We gotta stick together, love each other. The mark is Garvey, and you still trying to stall me. Revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and the vibes be the visionary. Yo, revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and the vibes be the visionary.
Mystified, come on, let me take you on a ride with inner vibes. My poppy eyes visualize two ethereal residual gods who play against the odds. Now it's the odds, 1,000,001 for you to be writing doodly just for fun. And I'm the sun, the physical one. I'm never done if there's 60 seconds in a minute. Yo, I'm number one, try to figure my sum. Hum, confusion, slight delusion, see an illusion. Restitution, got you paying a fee. Take that, the set, or even a CD. You wanna see me spilling, copping a million on the billboard, top villain. Niggas singing bigger chilling, but I still got this feeling. Play I need is ice grilling. They checking my fees. What? All in my beeswax. Ease back with ease. Oh. I kicked past the threes, went straight through the six. Jealous niggas on the streets pissed. Ooh. How we do this? They glitching and fixed. Wanna pour their heat out on this. Call me a bitch. Why these bitch riding my dick?
Stop hating.
It's sick. It's making me sick. I'm going through it. I don't want to spark a nigga, but they're going to make me do it.
Watch the girl applaud from near and far. Yo, I'm about to bring it to you. I'm a superstar. Revolution. You can keep the best of all. I wanna be the scientist, doctor, chemist. My earth day promise, y'all can never bomb us. But guess again, Osama bin Laden. Speed, stick, lightning flash. I'm about to educate the mass for my youth. Up, lift the trash again. A law one, teach the math for real. Brother, I'm the best still. Pack a 357, cause Satan I kill. You know the game. It's not the same. The Caucasian rule is all in vain. And if you feel what I feel, you feel the pain. Deep inside, revolute and keep the pride. Africa, unite, it's called jihad. Yo. Revolution to see, revolution to be, the black man revolutionary. Revolution to see, revolution to be, and the vibes be the visionary. Yo.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. The title of that joint was Revolution to Be by Inner Vibe Sounds. And when you go and watch this video, it is so engaging and colorful, and there are so many people in the video. Can you talk about the video itself and what it took to put it together? And when people hear the word revolution, sometimes they misinterpret it to mean something negative. And so couple the word revolution with the descriptive images that we see in the video and tell the listeners what they can expect.
Black love. Pure black love. Unity. Black people doing something that we haven't been doing. You know what I mean? Loving each other. You know, sticking together.
Well, I would say in that particular Ashe. In that particular video, I mean, the way I think what K-Mac said was exactly what it was, because in that video, everything came together organically. Like, none of that was scripted or rehearsed. It was during a festival that takes place annually in Philly. And from the work that we put in the community, the reactions and the participation from the people is what you saw. People embracing the movement. They was embracing InterVibe Sound. So you could see the representation from the children. You'll see the representation of the elders. You'll see our culture, everything from dashikis to beautiful black women dressed in their traditional garb, just people showing love. You know, in our community, you might nowadays think, like, you know, I don't like going in the hood. Everybody got a nasty face on. Well, in this video, you're going to see people smiling at each other, people proud of each other and showing love. That's what you're actually going to see in the video. You're going to see a lot of, and you're going to see a representation from the youth, from our sisters, from our brothers. It's a powerful video. I mean, it looks like we actually shot it in the motherland. I mean, and I think it came off like that is because that's how it originally was for us. That's the true essence of our people, to show love and to show unity. So, I mean, it's a great video, and it just shows, you know, when we come together, how beautiful the vibe actually is. It was amazing doing it, and that particular video was definitely one for the books. So yeah, that's what you'll see in the video.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really did. And I watched it again just to check out the scenes, you know, to check out the colors and the people. And you're right, there's, you know, all the way from the babies to the elders are seen. And it is a very festive environment. And those are the kinds of images that I think help to inspire not only creativity, but it inspires our young people to see that there is better out there. There is more out there. We are about more than what they see on mainstream TV and here in mainstream hip hop. So excellent job, brothers, on developing that video and making sure you encapsulated not only the visuals, but the actual spirit and culture behind it. So where do you see InterVibe Sounds 5-10 years from now? What is your long-term vision and goal?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, Maggie, there? Yeah, okay, well, I see us making a powerful impact and people getting more involved and connecting and carrying it on. And if you look in the video, you'll see some young people in the video. I see these young people actually taking it on. I got my son in the video. K-Mac, he got his son in the video. So, I mean, the scriptures say you raise a child so that they can go their way. I see us doing the work that we do. I see us reaping the benefits of the work that we put in the community, from the events to the music. That's what I actually see. I see us creating a place and creating a space where young people and elders can come and socialize and gather and build and network, and it all be love. And I see us setting the example for other artists, because a lot of people want to take these risks, because this is a risk that we're taking, you know, against the so-called establishment, because they're really not an establishment. You know, it's just our people are not collectively together. We're not united. All we got to do is unite, and all of the systems of oppression will fall apart. It's just that simple of us just coming together as melanated people and uniting. And I'm serious. It'll tell you and I'm not a religious person. It'll tell you in the Bible that Babylon came to end this great place that was filled with all kinds of fornication and adultery and just all kinds of negative things. It came down in one day. So unity is the key. But as far as with Inner Vibe Sound, I see us being the example and inspiring other artists to take responsibility, and we're gonna be changing the game, and we'll get our respect. You know, we're not doing it to get respect. We're doing it because this is, like K Mac said, this is our field of mastery, and it's our obligation and responsibility to do what we're supposed to do in the community. It's our duty to do it. But I see that change happening. I see us getting our respect for what we do. I definitely see that. I see, you know, I see it in our community, and I see us, you know, reaping the benefits on a monetary level, on a changing and making a positive effect on our community. I just see it on all levels, you know. So and that's a great thing.
Ashe, did you want to say something, Kimmy?
Yeah. Nah, he said enough of both of us.
So are you all going to be performing? How do people get in contact with you if they are interested in seeing Inner Vibe Sound live?
You can contact us on Facebook, Inner Vibe Sound, by email. My email is connected to the Facebook. You can message me. Message me on Facebook and contact us. Yeah, we're,
right.
Go ahead, though.
Also, you can. I'm gonna put a few emails out there for you. You can type in innervibesound@hotmail.com, and you also go to officialbigasray@gmail.com. And I'll put a contact number out. If K don't, I'll put a contact number out. You contact 215-259-8003 for booking. So email innervibesound@hotmail.com, officialbigadre@gmail.com.
Innervibes@hotmail.
Innervibes@hotmail. I'm sorry. Innervibes@hotmail.com. So yeah, we need to take this on the road. I ain't gonna say a show on the road, but we need to take this movement on the road because we ain't doing show and tell. We need to take this movement on the road. So we want to come where you at and spread that positive vibes. Because like you asked, you know, where do we see ourselves? We see ourselves taking us to different places and affecting the people and getting things started. And this is more than music. What you see in the video, we doing it. So as far as performances, we got African Independence Day. We have an event that we put together. We've been putting it together for the past 2 or 3 years. It's a Unity Healing and Wellness event. This will be the fourth one, Unity Healing and Wellness Part 4. We'll be performing there. It's a cultural event. It's conscious music. We have community leaders and members. And we connect the community at large with resources. So you'll see this there August the 11th, and that will be at the Rotunda. And for more information, again, you can just email officialbigadre@gmail.com about the events or call 215-259-8003. And right now we're setting up for the event in August. If your community organizer or a person who has something that our community needs and you want to connect with the people at large, a lot of our people have resources. Just send me an email out at officialbigadre@gmail.com or call 215-259-8003. So you can become a vendor or, you know, so you get a table and, and connect with the people, or if you want to participate or share, just reach out so we can, you know, we can get things moving.
Yeah, when is African Independence Day? When is that? Is that?
I'm not really sure. I think it's the. I'm not really sure. Just log on to the Innervibe Sound Facebook, and I don't want to give you the wrong date, so we'll share the flyer on the website. Just go to the Innervibe Sound page, enter, that's INNERVIBE Sound. Just like that page on Facebook, and we'll share it on the because I don't want to give you the wrong date. We'll share it on the actual Innervibe Sound on the Facebook. Also, I want to tell people. What you say?
That's where most of the information pop up at that Facebook and the Rockstar Facebook page, or that fan page. Yeah, man. Most stuff pop up on there. Most pertinent information.
I'll share it as well. Were you going to say something, Dre?
Now I was going to say also at this next event that we're doing on August the 11th, like I said, I want to get, because it's not a logistic thing. We want to take things on a roll, so we're about to start advancing with the events. So we're about to put together, and I'll probably be connecting with you, since we want to, you know, do some events where we put together a retreat for our people. I'm connecting with a touring group out in St. Helena Island. It's called Geechee Gullah Tours, and I want to connect people with one of our speakers. He has a farm, because we need to get – there's a lot of different things that go on at our Innervibe Sound events that a lot of people, you know, they want to know about growing their own food and different information. We're about to start putting together – like a retreat where we take people to different sites and connect them with different sources of people who work in that field of mastery that K-Mac was talking about. So at the next event, people will be able to sign up for a retreat. It's going to be three different sites. Also, I don't know if you had the opportunity to see. I was the associate producer of a large music festival that we did here in Philadelphia. I was associate producer of the music festival. It's called the Juneteenth Music Festival and Parade. So a lot of things. We're going to connect people from around the country. And if they want to come from out of the country, we can make that happen too. We're going to expand this and take this movement into different areas. So stay connected with us. Definitely stay connected with us, because, like I said, it's more than music. It's a movement.
Ashe. Well, I appreciate you, brother, being here tonight and showing and proving that there are still strong black kings out here who want to recognize the feminine energy, appreciate the feminine energy, and are willing to support it. And in exchange, we are willing to support you as well, because, you know, we're nothing without each other, and truly, you know, we are who the village really is. So much love, much respect. Again, we will be sharing your page and your events and things like that on our social media platforms, and let's keep in touch. Let's continue to build, and much love and much respect to you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you again for the platform, and appreciate you for all the great work. And until the next time, revolution to be, revolution to see. Remember, revolution is not just some aggressive form of going out and taking arms and fighting against your oppressor. That is one way to be a revolutionary. But revolution is also doing for self. Revolution is buying black. Revolution is, like K-Mac said, you know, teaching your own educating your own. I teach rites of passage. I'm in an African-centered school. In addition to doing music, I'm in the schools, like my brother said, you know, teaching the babies the rites of passage, teaching people about the culture. That's revolution. So we got to get involved. If we don't get involved, we will devolve. All right, the first album that Innovative Sound put out is entitled Evolve or Perish. So that set the precedence, and that's the foundation on which we build on. Evolve or perish. Revolve. So that's what it's all about. So, you know, we need y'all to support, though. We definitely need people to support. It's all good. You know, like, we are about the village. It's all about the village. We can't, like you said, I think you said it and perfect. I think you said it very perfectly when you said, you know, we got to support each other, sister. So I thank you again, and let's keep it moving.
Ashe. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out for this week on Signs of Times New Power Radio Network. I'm glad that to have you all on here and ending on a positive note, spreading much love, much unity, and much revolutionary existence in our community, because we are in control and we must take back our power and control the narrative. So I'm excited about what the future holds for all of us. Nice meeting you, Brother K-Mac. I'm looking forward to continuing to deal with you as well. And, you know, we're going to support each other, and we're going to do this thing, y'all. So we're going to end tonight's broadcast with Tupac and Unconditional Love. And check out this joint, y'all. Tupac Lives. We'll see everybody on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We thank you. And most of all, respect and appreciate you. See everybody on Tuesday. Salute.
Unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off. It don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days. These crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, her mama can still love you. Still feel you. Still there for you. No matter what.
To my truest thoughts, my truest feelings, all my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask Mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. For we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare. Wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, big game vision in the eyes to see. Those things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on these streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions, so I proceed to make tea eternally. And my mission is to be more than just a rap musician, the elevation of today's generation. If I can make them listen, prison ain't what we need. No longer stuck in greed, time to plan, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send the love out to my block. The struggle never stops. Unconditional in the eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, I'll probably never understand your ways. With every day, I swear I hear.
ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside recently died, these are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I gotta be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures, and all the currency